You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's fun to get back in the booth and talk about a great topic, common supply chain problems and how to solve them.
Yep.
We're talking about eight topics today. You're an expert. I'm here.
You're an expert. You're like the expert.
Nah, I don't know about that, but I appreciate it. Yeah, certainly, logistics has problems, right?
Yes, which is why I love this industry.
can be a lot of fun. Get creative, use your detective, put your detective hat on,
yep.
Get into some solutions. That's one of the most rewarding aspects of the job that we do,
mm-hmm.
and providing those solutions. I like when, solutions with an S. I like when we provide multiple solutions for a problem. That's always a cool aspect of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, but
I agree. I like options.
Yeah. And, flexing our muscles and our brains on handling those problems.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is.
Let's get into some of them. First up, out of stocks.
This is one that I feel like everyone has a problem with, whether you're in logistics or not. If something's out of stock, it's a problem. We've said this before. Like when you go to the grocery store and don't have what you want and you get something else, sometimes it's not okay. Sometimes you don't get anything at all.
Involuntary sampling?
Involuntary sampling. Not okay. Right. I think that's a problem. And it's even a bigger problem for the brands. If people aren't getting your product, they're going somewhere else. Or for the retailer, they're ordering it somewhere else. That's not good.
Right. I think of the most common one that just popped into my brain is I probably wouldn't involuntary sample at like a restaurant. I'm a Coke person.
Mm.
We have Pepsi. Fine.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that at the grocery store. But I'm an old person. You're telling me the younger generation is more apt to go somewhere else, right?
Yeah. And I do. There's times like recipes that I have. If it's not this specific brand, I like can't make it. Like,
really?
Yeah. When I'm making some of my pies, if it's not Hershey's cocoa, I got to go somewhere else. That's the way my grandma made it. It's the way I got
to
make it.
When Teddy's making her pies, come on down to Dublin, Ohio. Okay. So obviously there's a gross profit loss when your product is not in the shelf.
Yeah. Yes. And it's huge.
Yeah. How do we help solve that?
By avoiding the out of stocks, aka showing up on time.
Delivering. Okay. So the industry average for retailers is around 77%. Zipline is up there 95%.
95. That's okay? a big difference.
It's an 18% jump.
Yeah.
And that's just on the averages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So typically this occurs when some of our shippers are chasing cheap trucks up front,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes expensive on the back end, right? Yeah. You're chasing a $50, $100 rate reduction or rate difference on the front end.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're moving $100,000 worth of product.
Mm-hmm.
Can be the difference between getting there and not getting there.
And a lot of times when you're, so even if you do get there, let's say you get there and we go through this a lot with the type of mode, on time is different than on time for MABD or OTIF or requested right. delivery date. So if you are on time for delivery, but not on time for that, sometimes the brand doesn't even see those chargebacks or those fees until much later.
Yeah.
And then the charge of that cheap truck is no longer valid. It's more expensive than the original truck.
Right.
So, and also, like, no one's buying your brand because it wasn't on time, didn't make the delivery truck to the store.
That's a cost as well.
I think it's that cheap truck is not helpful. It's like, again, buying the cheap cocoa powder isn't going to get that to be what you want it to be.
Deliver on time. That's the solution. Next topic, creating a solid supply chain strategy. Talk to me about that.
I think this one, I can see a lot of people deterring from this one because it sounds like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Supply chain is everything. But I think being strategic is one of the most important things to make sure that you have all your ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't want all your eggs in one basket. I don't know what other analogies we can give here, but same idea. Like you got to make sure that you know what you're doing. And there's so many different strategies that you can do. And they're not as difficult as it may sound. That's consolidating a couple loads, consolidating a couple retailers on one specific lane, shipping on certain days of the week, utilizing different types of modes or equipment like drop trailer, final mile. There's a lot of different things that you can do, but if you don't have help to make those strategies and execute those strategies, that is a lot more difficult.
Absolutely. I think it's definitely tied to the first one with chasing the cheap trucks, mm-hmm. right? Well, we ran a pricing exercise with 15 carriers and we chose the cheapest every single time. How is that not a good strategy? Well, that carrier may have been $50 more expensive on a different lane, but that was a return lane for another shipment that they're running for you or for another customer that they could have matched up. It mm-hmm. would have reduced load times. It would have reduced detention, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I understand people's willingness. They don't want to put all their eggs in one basket, like you said.
Yeah.
But if you partner and have a strategy with somebody who can look at everything, who has maybe a proprietary software intelligence tool called Canopy,
maybe
that can help you identify some data points that will tell you that shipping on Tuesdays is better than shipping on Wednesdays for this particular lane.
Yeah.
Or like you said, hey, we don't need to run that. Just, I understand that that's 6 pallets to Moreno Valley, California. You want to get it there, but we can ship it LTL with a preferred carrier and it's only going to deliver a day late. And that's going to be less, that fine is going to be less impactful than doubling your cost on the truck.
Mm-hmm. And we all know that you're talking about UNFI and they have a little bit more of a lenient window when it comes to MABD.
Bingo. So that's where I think expert can really help.
I think so. And I think that expertise also comes with a little bit of passion for it. Like you enjoy doing it and you find those solutions and it makes it so much easier rather than just the cheap trucks, which is, okay, we have the plan, we're going to stick to it.
Yeah, we talked about it at the top. It's one of the best parts of our job is saying, yeah. Oh man, we've got a problem, let's go solve it. And mm-hmm. we do it every day.
Yeah.
Okay, next problem. Understanding retail compliance. Yikes. So you're telling me that maybe someone who's in charge of setting up the warehouse at a shipper and like that's their hat that they wear, that they may not understand that there's only 3 types of carriers, LTL carriers, that deliver to a specific retail location, or they need to hit a certain amount of on-time delivery percentages to make sure that there's no chargebacks or things like that?
No.
Yeah. They have other things to worry about.
Yes. And almost, you know, more important to that specific role. The whole thing is really important. You got to, when it comes to that carrier as well, the carrier has to be able to pick up as well as deliver. So they're going to focus on who picks up there, and someone else needs to focus on who can deliver at this location.
Yeah, each of the retailers, mm-hmm. I think that's one of the coolest transitions we've seen over our time here, 12 years of continuing to learn and then emphasize that training with our folks on the floor of, you know, for a while, it was just Walmart. Mm-hmm. Then it was Walmart and Costco. Then it was Walmart, Costco, UNFI. Then it was Walmart, Costco, UNFI, and Keke. I mean, we keep adding on to the retailers because we have so much CPG freight.
Yeah.
And each one of those locations has just a little bit different nuances.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know that, then you can get burned.
Yeah.
And we want to avoid that as much as possible.
I think something that's really important, I feel like I say this a lot, but it's not just the retailers or the depots that you're delivering into. The buyers are just as equally as important.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't understand those intricacies and you don't know how to talk to these buyers and make sure that they stay happy, you may not be in that retailer very long, or you may not see the growth that you were hoping for
yep.
in that retailer. And I think that that's such a strong importance, is that you have to understand what the buyer wants, but then you also have to understand what the depot can actually do. And you shouldn't have to do that all alone.
What's up, truckers? If you love the Truck Yeah podcast, you'll also love the other content we create here at Zipline Logistics. I'm talking funny TikToks, weekly blogs, informational ebooks, client interviews, and so much more. To keep up with the latest CPG industry news and content, you can subscribe to Zipline Logistics retail resources by visiting www.ziplinelogistics.com/enews or by simply clicking the link in the show notes. You don't want to miss out on the hottest expert insights on trending topics delivered right to your inbox. And you want to know the best part? It's completely free. So sign up using the link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the episode.
Absolutely. It was, it's interesting. One of the bullet points on this particular topic was a recent survey revealed that 66% of retail buyers have ended relationships with suppliers over delivery issues.
Yeah.
So you're a buyer for Costco and Tim's Meats can't get their product because they're shipping reefer LTL and it won't deliver on time because they don't understand the sailing schedule, et cetera, et cetera. They don't know how to properly set up Costco and themselves for success.
Mm-hmm.
And so the buyer's like, well, all right, we're done. We're not going to deal with you anymore.
Wait, because that buyer's also losing money, losing right. space. Like, there was a space on the truck to get to the store for that product and it didn't show up.
Don't let that happen.
Maximize the trailer space all around. 88
go zip line. Next topic. Your logistics team spread too thin. You ever had that experience?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like we said, at the beginning in our 12 years here, we've worked with a lot of different brands.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, a lot of them have been growing, which is a blast to be a part of.
Yes.
That unique challenges is that, okay, you know, Stacy is in charge of shipping. Stacy is in charge of marketing. And then, then they grow. All right, I'm going to take away the shipping part. You're going to add a helper or a fellow operator, but you're still in charge of marketing, but you still got to make sure shipping is going okay. And mm-hmm. it keeps adding. So they're just doing too many things as they try and get off the ground.
Well, I think too, like we're focusing on the shippers, on the retailers, on the carriers. It sounds like a lot, but there is an aspect that we're focusing on. So they can focus on the other part, but then we can still come together and put it all together. Like what I was saying with the buyers, that's because we've worked so closely with our customers that we understand what they're going through. They need to focus on that. They need to focus on their sales. They need to focus on making sure that customer service aspect is taken care of. So then they can just copy and paste what we send them and send it over in updates.
It's a classic, why would a pickle company be experts in logistics? They're not. Let the logistics experts be the experts.
Exactly.
Boom. Moving on. Next topics, products damaged in transit. Yikes.
Everyone feels this, even if it's a parcel, something everyone deals with.
Yeah, it's pretty common, especially pretty common in LTL shipments. Like you said, smaller shipments, mm-hmm. parcels. We don't manage any of those, but we certainly manage one pallet and above. Things happen when pallets are being moved on a forklift, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So the wrapping needs to be correct. That's on the warehouse side. The packaging needs to be correct. That's usually on the warehouse or like the supply chain design team, et cetera. But how do we help solve this issue?
There's so many ways. And I think that, again, goes back to the cheap truck. If you have that cheap truck, they're maybe not going to be able to spot these differences. We've had stopped during loading saying, I'm concerned about the shrink wrap on the corner of this pallet and it's going in the middle. It can cause a problem. That may seem annoying, but it can save a lot of time and money and issues with OTIF. So I think, first of all, the biggest thing is just making sure we're sourcing the right carriers, doing the right transit and setting things up correctly. So that way, when that's done, if there are any issues in transit, it's not as big of an issue.
Right.
It's just a little bit more of a simple process. And I think that's what's so important. And when that does happen, actually having a process in place that everybody knows and is aware of. We've shared our claims process before there's even a claim.
Right.
We share our OS&D process before there's that issue. So everyone knows what the plan is, what's expected from them, so it can move very seamlessly and easy. And then you give your multiple options.
Right.
Here's your three options. What's preferred?
Yeah. So thankfully, we are a 3PL, so we don't own any trucks or warehousing space. So legally, we're not liable for the claim, but we will help our customers get in touch with the carrier who's involved, walk them through the required documents, the PODs, the cost of goods sold, the things like that, if there is a claim happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll provide them, updates throughout the whole process to make sure it gets handled as to the best of our ability and our carrier's ability and to their expectations. So
just added visibility, which is the most important thing in an intangible service.
Speaking of visibility, that's our next topic, little visibility and data. There's a lot of software out there, and you would think it solves one thing, but it doesn't end up solving another.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed Canopy, free to our customers. It's in-house. It's got all sorts of data, all sorts of information that you could possibly want, costs per skid, per mile, per case, if you want it, different lanes. As we said, the costs are on the day shipped, you can break down accessorials, really, really doing a deep dive into the transportation aspect of our customers' business to help them make the best, going back to the other one, strategic decisions mm-hmm. on their freight.
I think there's so many different types of visibility. And in this industry, when you hear we need visibility, most people automatically just go to tracking, which is great. You do want to know where your truck is. And we can show you where your truck is. We can even show you where the container is in the ocean that's currently on a cargo ship. But you also need to be able to see if you loaded your if you loaded the truck correctly enough, how far it's going. Are you, again, how are you using the right days? That strategy, I think, is so important. The different types of visibility in this industry are more important than just standard visibility.
Yeah. Next topic, cargo theft. Very, very hot here in the last couple years. We're going to be talking about it for years to come.
Yeah.
All-time high in 2023, 130 million plus goods stolen in 2023. That's not with just Zipline. That's across the board. If you ship high value, give us a call.
Absolutely.
It starts with what, Teddy?
Our phone number or
carrier qualifications, okay? Carrier qualification process, all right? We don't just work with any type of carrier because we don't just haul any type of freight. Right. As we discussed, we got retail compliance. We've got delivery, must arrive by dates, things of that. We've got special packaging. We've got special type of product.
Mm-hmm.
Got to work with the best of the best. Food grade trailers, et cetera, et cetera. We have cargo tracking and monitoring 24/7, et cetera. They've got little devices on the shipments that show exactly where it is. So if it goes outside of, they said geofencing, that's a buzzword.
Nice.
It'll pop off and send us a notification and we can address the problem almost immediately.
That's awesome.
It's super, super cool. But really, I'm excited that, you know, we've gone 17 plus years without that unique layer of technology. Mm-hmm. We've added it to it. That's going to help us. But really, it starts with that carrier qualification and making sure that you're working with the right type of people. As we mentioned before, we like to be partners, not with just our customers, but with our carriers, right? We value them. So we want them to value us. And if we can continue to deliver on that, it's a partnership made in heaven.
I'm always so amazed by how we're able to pick up, our carrier team is able to pick up on keywords and know immediately as soon as there's an issue.
Right.
And I think that that's really impressive in that how quickly that goes across the office and turns into an educational piece that ends up going to our partners, our customers as well.
Yeah.
I think that that's really awesome. And then at continuously moving forward and adding these extra pieces, extra layers, just makes it so much easier and peace of mind. So you can focus on the silly issues like someone wanting 3 pallets airlifted now, which you have to explain to them.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. C-E-N-T-S. Sense. Last but not least, we're talking subpar service from your current logistics providers. Okay. We already touched on it briefly, but in my mind, most 3PLs or a lot of 3PLs out there will, as I said, ship anything on anything, right? We want to be a one-stop shop for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That is not Zipline. We are retail specialists, CPG specialists. 85% of our freight delivers to one of the major retailers across the domestic United States. All of the things that we mentioned earlier, compliance issues, knowing when to schedule a delivery appointment, jumping on a shipment as soon as you get it into your system, because we know that delivery appointments fill up quickly, lead time, transit times, etc. The best of the best to make sure it goes smoothly, because we are retail logistics experts, CPG logistics experts, not any logistics experts.
I think it comes down to those two terms. You're talking about generalists versus specialists. Like if you're going to a doctor for something specific, you're not going to go to a generalist. You're going to go to a specialist. Don't do anything different for your freight.
As always, you can check this out on our blog, ziplinelogistics.com. /blog/logistics-solutions-guide. Check it out. Give us a call, 888-GO-ZIPLINE. Thanks again for joining us on another edition of the Zipline Logistics
Podcast.
See you next time.